Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF. To get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
To another edition of Dark Glasses here on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and today we have exclusively new music for you. I've been doing a lot of reading around what groups have just released new albums. Some of them are brand new to this program, and some not. But it's going to be a really interesting show, and I'm really excited about the first track I'm going to play, which is a combination group put together by the Juno Award-winning Mike Murley and Florian Hoffner, alongside with the bassist Jim Vivian. And they call themselves the Atlantic Jazz Collective, and they have just released a brand new album, their first as a combo, and it's entitled Seascape, so you can get the theme of the tracks here, all of which are originals. And what is most interesting is the group itself is complemented on this recording by two veterans of jazz, the American drummer Joe LaBarbera, who is 77 years old, and the octogenarian 83-year-old Norma Winstone, who has been a singer, musician, and lyricist since the 1960s. In fact, interesting thing about Norma Winstone is she was taught by the same music teacher at the same school who taught the late musician and actor Dudley Moore. So let's hear from Seascape from the Atlantic Jazz Collective. The name of the track is Trying to Recall.
Of his past life, there, then seconds later gone. What did he build his dreams upon? He turns around to find a perfect stranger standing. Thank you. sunlight through the trees, illuminating memories like fragments of a past life. There, then seconds later, gone. What did he build?
That was the new Canadian ensemble, the Atlantic Jazz Collective. Nothing new about the actual musicians in it, of course, who are all veterans. But let's go to a different group, a pairing of a very young musician, Emma Ravitch, London-based but born in Devon, England. And she teams up here with a more veteran pianist, Willem Simcock, who has been on this program before, though not for a few years. Willem Simcock is a pianist and a composer. He's played with the likes of Pat Metheny. And here he and Emma Ravitch, again, who's a very new saxophonist, produced an album entitled Big Visit. Let's hear them with a track entitled Visions. Thank you. was the duo of Gwilym Simcock and Emma Ravitch and Visions from their new album, Big Visit. Let's have an even more cosmopolitan group for our next act to close out the first half of our show. What do you get if you cross two Britons with a German and a Tunisian? The answer is you get the quartet of Anouar Braham, who is an oud player. If you don't know what an oud is, it's a large lute-like instrument, and Anouar Braham is a master of that, who has brought it into the jazz genre, particularly in the subgenre of ethno-jazz. Here he teams up with the German classical and jazz cellist and viola da gamba player Anja Lechner, and veteran English musicians Django Bates on piano and Dave Holland on bass. Again, brand new album just out. It's called After the Last Sky. Here we'll listen to one of Anouar Braham's compositions on it, entitled Awake, after which we'll take a short break and be right back with more Dark Glasses here on CFRC. Thank you.
a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Habitat for Humanity is an organization that recruits volunteers to help families in need build affordable housing and provides an amazing opportunity for students to give back. This year, we are working on several virtual fundraisers to continue making an impact safely and remotely. You can get involved with our club by finding us on Facebook at QUHFH in the Queens community, or email us directly at habitatforhumanity@clubs.queensu.ca. We can't wait to meet you guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf. And before the break, we heard the quartet consisting of oud player Anwar Abraham, cellist Anya Lechner, pianist Django Bates, and bassist Dave Holland from their album After the Last Sky, a track called Awake by Anwar Abraham, who is a Tunisian musician. Let's go to another duet, this one of the Swiss-born but now New York-based pianist Sylvie Courvoisier, teamed up here with the jazz guitarist Mary Halverson. And both are veterans. Sylvie Courvoisier has played with a number of different groups. She's played with a trio consisting of herself and the bassist Drew Gress and drummer Kenny Wallison, including performing Stravinsky's Rites of Spring, which would have been a very interesting kind of recording for a jazz group. I'd actually kind of like to hear that one. She's also teamed up with people such as John Zorn, Mark Feldman, and Ikue Mori, but the latest team up is with Mary Halverson. Now, Mary herself is an American, originally from Brookline, Massachusetts. She started taking biology at Wesleyan University, a very fine school in Middletown, Connecticut, where I have visited. But she came into one of Anthony Braxton's music classes, and she already played guitar part-time. He convinced her to drop the biology and pick up the music full-time. She has played with a trio consisting of herself, bassist John Hebert, and drummer Ches Smith. They have produced an album called Saturn Sings. They added a sax player and a trumpeter, John Irbegon and Jonathan Finlayson, respectively, for an album, and then played again with Peter Evans on trumpet and Weasel Walter on drummer on Mechanical Malfunction. She also put together a group, larger band called Thumbscrew. Actually, not that much larger. It's also a trio consisting of bassist Michael Formanek and Tomas Fujiwara. But let's go to the new album, which is Mary Halverson teamed up with Sylvie Courvoisier. The album is just out. It is called Bone Bells. Here's the title track. Thank you. just heard Bone Bells, the title track from a new album by the duo of Swiss-born pianist Sylvie Courvoisier and American guitarist Mary Halverson. Now, I mentioned Mary Halverson had been taught by the saxophonist Anthony Braxton. There's a Braxton connection with our next app, which is also a duo. It consists of Vijay Iyer, who is a pianist and professor based in New York City, but holding tenure in the Harvard University Departments of Music and African American Studies. He's a political activist, and interestingly enough, I mentioned Mary Halverson had a background in biology. Well, Vijay Iyer's background is in mathematics and physics. He did a Bachelor of Science in Math and Physics at Yale in the early 90s and intended to pursue a doctorate, but his musical interests took over. But he never left the mathematics behind, because a particular focus of his has been mathematical relations in music, particularly the sequence of Fibonacci numbers, if you know what those are. And for his new album, he teamed up with the American trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith, who is an octogenarian and a finalist for the 2013 Pulitzer Prize for Music for his album 10 Freedom Summers. And I actually played that album, or a cut from that album, several years ago, I think, very early in the show's history. Smith is from Leland, Mississippi. And he once played in a trio with Anthony Braxton and Leroy Jenkins. So, let us hear the brand new album from the combo of Vijay Iyer and Wadada Leo Smith. The album is called Defiant Life, and it's called, the track is called Floating River Requiem, and it is dedicated to the murdered, very likely on the instigation of the American CIA, Congo President Patrice Lumumba from back in the very early 60s. Vijay Iyer and Wadada Leo Smith. That was Fluting River Requiem for Patrice Lumumba, and that was from the duo of Vijay Iyer and Wadada Leo Smith. We've time for one more new bit of music, and this from the veteran bassist John Patitucci, and it's an album just released by Patitucci called Spirit Fall, and in this one he teams up with the saxophonist Chris Potter and the percussionist Brian Blade. Now, what can I say about John Patitucci? Born 1959 in Brooklyn. Got a lot of New York and East Coast musicians on today's program, I must admit, but we also had a bunch of Europeans and a Tunisian as well. So, John Patitucci has teamed up with veterans such as Henry Mancini and Tom Scott. He has also played with Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, and Roy Haynes, speaking of veterans. We will listen now to the new album that John Patitucci has put out. It is entitled Spirit Fall. The track we will play is entitled Think Fast.
Thank you.
That was bassist John Patitucci with Think Fast, and he was backed there by saxophonist Chris Potter and drummer Brian Blade. That's going to be it for today's edition of Dark Glasses. This is a show where we have had entirely music that's been released within the last 8 to 12 weeks, some of it as recently as just a week and a half ago. So I hope you've enjoyed it. I really like these new music shows. It gives you a chance to keep current with what's going on in the world of jazz. And I'm always staggered by just how much new jazz comes out in any given month. So coming up next on CFRC, you will have some world music with If Music Could Talk. I will be back next week with more Dark Glasses, same time, Mondays at 2 p.m. Till then, meantime, weather is getting nicer, so keep warm and stay safe.
So I can watch you live and breathe your starlight. Last night, so I can keep track of the visions in my eyes. While she's deceiving me, it cuts my security as she's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't you blame the guy in shades or no?
The guy in shades, the guy in chains, or no?
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades or no?
We can't believe it.
You got it made.
We is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities.